He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, May 19th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And guess what? Who I dragged in? Picked up a guy hitchhiking on the on-ramp to the freeway here this morning. Looked like he needed a ride to work. My son Steven is
good
joining
morning.
us here this morning. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the markets and hopefully try to make some money in what's been a really, really slow market so far this year, especially in the U.S. markets. The Dow right now is down 20 points. Well, that's not a good start to the market. I think the Miami Heat are down too so far this year. 16,471 on the Dow is where we sit. We were approaching all-time highs last week, 2 weeks ago, and now we're selling off a bit here, consolidating once again. We've had a lot of consolidation so far in 2014. After the big meal that the market ate in 2013. The S&P 500 is up one. Hey, well, that's positive. That's green. 1878 was a very good year. The NASDAQ is up five right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,096. And the NASDAQ really has been the biggest problem here in the U.S. markets. Of course, the NASDAQ last year, home to the biotechs and the red-hot technology social media stocks. And, of course, that's been the center of the storm here in 2014 in the U.S. markets. We have gold up, but it's mired right in that $1,300 area, $1,302 right now. Crude oil is at $102.19 right now. Crude is having a good day. Strife in Libya now is pushing oil prices higher. We have the 10-year yield at 2.51%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the newsletter went out over the weekend as usual, and I went through all of the various topics that I think are the most important ones in the market this year, and certainly 2014 is a very different year than 2013. One way that it's different is I now have a little bit of help in doing the radio show here in 2014. Sitting on my left is Chick Hearn, and I'm Stu Lance. The Lakers game will begin here in about we both like basketball and baseball, but we really like the stock market, and that's what we do here during the day is watch stocks. We save our sports for the evening and for the weekends. And right. In fact, my son Steven this past weekend got to make his first trip to Colorado and actually went to Coors Field and watched the Padres take on the Rockies. How is that Coors Field? Anything like our beautiful Petco here?
You know, it's a nice stadium, although I still prefer Petco Park, but it's a nice stadium. Too bad I didn't get to see the Padres win. But
no, well, you know, we don't.
How often do you see that?
No, I've been a Padre fan for 44 years, and I still don't get to see the Padres win very often, so just get used to it.
Yeah.
The market's not winning so far this year either, really. The U.S. markets have really, really struggled. And I talked about a panel that I spoke on last week at the Las Vegas Money Show. Mark Skousen was on my left, and then one door down from him was a technical trader from the Las Vegas area. His opinion was that the bull market's going to end this year in the U.S., and when I tried to corner him for the date and the time, because I wanted to put it on my calendar so I could take a little vacation and, you know, short the markets, he wouldn't give me the date and the time. He just said generally later this year. Now, I don't agree with that. He could be right. He could be wrong. I think predicting the market is rather futile. It's like predicting who's going to win between the Miami Heat and the Indianapolis Pacers here, game to game. It's very unpredictable. I think Miami probably takes the series, but on a day-to-day basis, it's very tough to predict. Very tough to predict the markets. But our topic was Washington, the intersection of Washington, Washington, D.C., not the Northwest Washington, and the market. And the question is, do they intersect? My answer to that is absolutely yes. I mean, look at the Fed. Look at what an impact that the Fed has on our markets. Look at the impact that they've had this year. Look at the impact they've had over the last couple of years with the candy. You ever remember, Stephen, did you ever have a birthday? Did I ever have a birthday party for you where we had a pinata?
I believe so. A couple.
You whack that pinata like Carlos Clinton whacking a fastball to center field, and what comes out of that pinata?
Candy.
Candy. And everybody runs and picks up as much candy as they possibly can until the candy's all gone. And Ben Bernanke whacked that pinata about 3 or 4 years ago in the way of stimulus. And the candy has been being gathered up by the market. And last year, I think they saw it coming to an end. The last little bits of candy had been drained from the pinata. And there was one last mad dash in the biotechs. Remember some of those biotech stocks that we owned last year?
Yeah, I do.
Holy cow. Stephen, I would walk by his office and he'd say, look at this chart. It's just unbelievable.
Every day they were going up about 5 to 10%, it seemed like.
Yeah, just an incredible run in the biotechs. And, of course, that came to an end in late February, March of this year and brought the social media stocks. Of course, Stephen's a little bit younger than me, not much, but he knows all about Facebook and Twitter and all of these various social media types of ventures, and those stocks were on fire. And they came to a screeching halt also in March when the Fed started talking about an interest rate hike. And when the Fed and when interest rates start to rise and they start to cut back on the punch bowl and the candy from the pinata is all gone, we get back to the real world. The birthday's over, the party's gone, the cake has gotten stale, and it's back to school on Monday. Right, Stephen?
Yep, that's right.
That's no fun, but you usually had a sore throat and couldn't go until Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he takes after me. I used to like to stay home and figure things out at home. I figured I could learn more at home teaching myself from most of my teachers at school. But that's besides the point. Washington and Wall Street do intersect. Now, that leads me to the next question. Does Rio de Janeiro and Brazil intersect? Does New Delhi and India market, stock market, intersect? They absolutely do. Look at what happened on Friday in India. Of course, you were in Colorado. You didn't get to see it. You see that chart right there?
Yes, I do.
The name's not, I've got the name hidden to protect the innocent, but let's just lower that down a little bit. What's that say?
IIF, Morgan Stanley, Dean Witter, India.
India. What is this called right here?
A breakout.
Does that look like the biotech stocks looked like last year?
It does look exactly like that.
In the early stages, too. That's not right. In the late stages, in the early stages. Why did Brazil break out on Friday? Well, they've had a little election going on down there in Brazil, or over there in Brazil. India. And they finally tallied up the results. It takes a while. They're slow. They're not like here in the U.S. where we have the results before the election, it seems like. They tallied up the results, and after the election, the pro-business leader was the winner. Guess what? Brazil has had a tough time over the last several years. They've been plagued by a slow economy. They've been plagued by a corrupt government, and they've been plagued by hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is not good. You know what that does to Padre tickets? You know what that does to T-bone steaks? Do you know what that does to energy prices and your utility bills? Hyperinflation is not a good thing. And that has absolutely killed the Indian stock market. And it has lagged behind our market. In fact, over the last 3 years, India has gone nowhere. Well, our markets have doubled. But guess what? Political change is coming to India, whether you're for it or against it. As an investor, you've got to be waking up and saying, wow, look what is happening in India all of a sudden. And this thing may have legs. In fact, one of my themes in the newsletter over the weekend was ta-ta to Tesla. Remember how hot Tesla was last year, Stephen?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
One of the hottest stocks. We're going to go test drive a Tesla. It was a one-month wait to even test drive a Tesla. Well, unfortunately, Tesla's got a P.E. ratio of about 250. Tata's got a P.E. ratio of 8. They've got political change coming to the country of India. And the India stock market is breaking out. There's several ways to play this. Mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, individual stocks like Tata and HDB Bank. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how political change is affecting markets around the world and how money is chasing these markets. It's leaving the U.S. and chasing these markets all over the world. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and sidekick Stephen Gunderson here joining in on the radio for his first time. You ever see like a guy comes up from the AAA and it's his first at bat in the major leagues and he's probably about ready to wet his pants and he's nervous and everything like this, and for whatever reason, how many times does the adrenaline, they hit a home run their first time at bat?
It's unbelievable.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen this. And, of course, this last weekend we had a little pitcher, Donnie Roach, got his first start ever. Boy, his knees were wobbling and they were shaking, but he did okay, you know. So we'll see. I see your knees wobbling pretty badly here. I used to have to go into the studio. That was more intimidating. I had to go into the studio and do the show. Doing it here from the office, building our own little studio, has made it a lot easier. We're talking about political change. We're talking about how this is affecting the markets in 2014. The U.S. markets have come to a screeching halt. We've got the small caps down 3% so far this year. We've got the social media stocks down about 30% so far from their high. We have the biotechs are down about 15% from their high. And, of course, the NASDAQ is down about 10% from its high, something 7, 8, 9%, somewhere in there. But at the same time, we have markets all over the world starting to kick in, finally. I mean, they've gone nowhere for 3 years. I've made some big money in the emerging markets going back in the 2009, I'm thinking 2007, before the financial crash, was fantastic. Latin America, Brazil, India, those were some of the most red-hot markets in the world as China was gobbling up commodities and the goods that those countries produce. And then, of course, our financial crisis really sent the emerging markets into a tailspin, and our U.S. markets have been outperforming the world markets by a wide margin ever since. But now it looks like the tables are being turned here in 2014, and we're seeing a lot of activity in India, number one, which we just talked about, where we had political change on Friday of last week. They have a new leader in India. There's hope for their struggling economy. The new leader has pledged to be more pro-business and building the economy. And whatever he said, the markets liked it, and the India markets are taking off. And I noticed during the break here, I was watching CNBC out of the corner of my eye, and I pointed out to Stephen, look, they're advertising an India ETF right now. So you know that India is coming back into favor right now. And you might say, well, did I miss the move? It was up big time on Friday. It broke out. Did I miss the move? You know what? I think India has the potential for the next several years to outperform the U.S. markets. Now, from my mouth to God's ears, but I think there's some opportunity here, and I think we have to trickle in slowly, which I've been doing and looking at opportunities there. I don't think you want to go hog wild, but I've been slowly moving money out of the U.S. for several weeks now into foreign markets. And, of course, the other foreign market, and I want to look at a chart here and just see how it's behaving today. There's a ETF down in Brazil called EWZ, which has also been surging recently. In fact, this chart that I showed on Brazil over the weekend, and that's another area that I've been increasing my exposure to. There it is, Brazil. This thing bottomed out in February. We're talking just 3 months ago. Okay, it bottomed out, and I mean really bottomed out. I was calling it Montezuma's Revenge at the time. Latin America was in horrible shape. And since that bottoming in February, the Brazilian market is up 31%. Now, during that same period of time, we had U.S. markets down, and we've had the leading areas of the U.S. market going in absolutely the opposite direction. Like I say, the social media stocks are down about 30% since February, while Brazil's up 30%. And you might say to me, well, did I miss the move in Brazil? Is it all over? Well, you know, their elections are later this year. Okay, and if you look at the India markets, they started moving way in advance of the elections. And it would seem that the pro-business candidate in Brazil, at least in the polls that we're seeing here recently, you see, I got to watch polls in Brazil. I used to worry about the mayoral race here in San Diego and the governor's race. Now I got to watch polls all over the world. And well, the polls obviously are leaning towards reform in Brazil and a little more vibrant economy. You know, that hasn't happened yet, but the Brazil markets are moving in the right direction. And if you look at how they've done over the last 3 years, they've gone absolutely nowhere. And now just hope for political change is sending those markets on a major run here. And of course, there's several ways to play Brazil. There are Brazilian ETFs, lots of them, several of them. There are Brazilian stocks. I own a couple of banks, Banco Bradesco, BBD. I own Banco Santander, which is BSBR, which is doing real well here recently. And I also own Brazil Foods, BRFS. Which has also been hitting new highs. Now, Brazil's in a little bit of a low right now while India steals the spotlight. But imagine what happens if later this year the pro-business candidate wins in Brazil. Now, let's take a look at the bigger picture. These are emerging markets. Brazil and India are emerging markets. For the average person, it may make more sense to take a look at an emerging market mutual funds. Emerging market ETFs, that gives you broad exposure to a wide array of the emerging markets. If we look at VWO right now, you see that nice chart there? You see that nice breakout? That's VWO. That's the Vanguard Emerging Index. Low expenses, not a mutual fund, but an exchange-traded fund, and I also have exposure there to VWO. Actually, I have ADRE, which is another one, the emerging markets. Now, you may want to take a look at my newsletter from last weekend. I talked at length about these various emerging markets. That was the theme of the newsletter. Stephen processes all of the subscriptions and all of the newsletter requests that come in. Have we gotten a few here over the last couple of years?
Yes, quite a few.
Would you say hundreds or thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands, all right. So we must be doing something. He knows because he enters them in.
That's
he
right.
sends out the newsletters to them. Yes, it's thousands. And in this, the free newsletter has everything up to the model portfolios. It has all this stuff we're talking about right now about the world markets, about the asset classes, about the indexes, etc. And how does a person? How can we add someone to those thousands? How can you? I want Steven, keep the guy busy today. He's goofing off most of the time.
Yeah.
What's the website?
Visit pwstreet.com to sign up for the newsletter. And if you have any questions, you can email me. I'm Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, at pwstreet.com.
All right, we'll be right back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
and welcome back here. Life's gotten a little more hectic here. I am now the news reporter on for the financial hour, or the financial, not the financial hour, but a couple minutes. I give a live market update as we get Stephen back into the picture here on local channel 6 here in San Diego. So I'm happy to do that for them. We have live cameras set up here in the in my office at Gunderson Capital Management, and I just gave a two-minute live update on what's taking place in the markets. And once again, we talked about this move away from but we've got a lull going on in the U.S. markets this year. And that's not to be unexpected. Hey, look, we had a 29% return last year. I had an aggressive growth account that was up almost 40% last year. And now we're in a lull. And the aggressive areas of the market, that's probably one of the worst areas this year. This year, it's all about large cap value. It's all about dividend plays. It's all about low PE ratios. Not as exciting as last year. No. And I think Stephen would definitely agree with that. I'm putting in longer hours than ever. Yeah. Not that I didn't put in long hours last year, but this is really tough. And I think I finally have got some trends here that maybe we can make some money on here. Let's just take a look at where our asset class rankings are right now. The app that I invented continues to sizzle. It reached as high as number 4 in the world just a couple of weeks ago, and it's taking off in the Android world. We had a huge week in the Android world. What is going on there? And of course, the app is on the web version is beststocksnowapp.com. But as we look at the current ranking of the asset classes, we see the emerging markets starting to dominate the top tier of the asset classes. And the U.S. markets are starting to lag, okay? Now, more importantly, let's go to the index rankings. Let's not forget that there are indexes all over the world. So many people, as I looked around at the Las Vegas Money Show, which tends to be a little older crowd, a lot of wheelchairs, walkers, you know, they've been coming to these money shows for years, and they've been they've been victims of the market, I suppose, or veterans of the market, the wars that the market goes through for years. And you start mentioning anything outside of the United States, and they start to get a little bit nervous. But I'm telling you, you know, this seems to be a theme that is really developing here in 2014. And if you say anything other than the S&P 500 or the Dow, you know, people start to get a little bit nervous. Well, let's look at the leading indexes in the world right now. What do you see right there? Number one.
Number one is India.
Boy, you know, I've watched a few horse races in my day. I watched the Preakness over the weekend. All of a sudden, a horse is last and looks like he's beaten badly, and pretty soon he's flying around the turn and moving up and taking the lead, and that's exactly what India has done. It's really come out of nowhere. India has just come out of nowhere with this political change that is taking place. The symbol on that India index is what?
INP.
INP. That's what I use as a proxy. Okay, if we go to number three, number two is the inverse VIX, because we've had a complete lack of volatility. At least in the as it shows up in the VIX index, and the inverse VIX, which I show as an index, is currently number two. Number three is the Philippines. Number four is the Middle East and Africa. Okay, yeah, they have some markets over there. I own MES, which is the Gulf States. That's Kuwait, Qatar, some of those oil-rich countries. Peru is number five. Brazil is number six, and Mexico is number seven right now. Latin America, one of the hottest indexes in the world. While we were at Las Vegas earlier this week, I had Doug Fabian on my show, who writes a newsletter, one of the most popular newsletters in America. His father started it many years ago, and now Doug carries the torch there. Just up the line here from us in the Irvine area. And Doug told me about a small cap India index, SCIF. Look at that thing. Wow. Remember rockets to the moon? You're too young to remember rockets to the moon. That was the thrill ride when I was growing up at Disneyland. That looks like a rockets to the moon right now. SCIF, India Small Cap Index. Now, check this one out. All right, now this isn't for the faint of heart here. This is three times India. Okay, they didn't have these. They didn't have ETFs 15 years ago. They didn't have a lot of these ways of investing. You had to do it through a mutual fund. Now the direction ETFs have three times index, and there's an index, INDL, which is three times India. Now, that's even more than rockets to the moon. That looks like one of Elon Musk, SpaceX missile launches here recently. Now, you have to be real careful with this stuff. But the key is, no longer is the U.S., in fact, if we look at the S&P, SPY, it comes in at number 9, 10, number 11 right now out of the 60 indexes that I track. Okay, so that tells you that, you know what, maybe the U.S. has run its course here for now, and maybe it's consolidating for now, and maybe there's better places in the world right now to be investing, and that's what we've been doing here at Gunderson Capital Management for the last, probably the last 7-8 weeks, something like that. Now, the worst indexes in the world, boy, the U.S. Microcap Index, which was on fire last year. Greece having their issues again. Italy, which was red hot, has now cooled off.
Japan.
Japan has just been awful. And China really is not participating in this emerging market move right now. Okay, emerging markets, a big theme here in 2014. Now let's take a look at the sectors here in the U.S. of A. and see how they're ranking right now. I see at the top of the ladder right now the biotech sector. You say, well, how can that be at the top of the ladder? Well, number one, it had a huge performance last year. That's impacting its ranking right now. But don't forget that part of my methods, part of the methods to my madness here are looking at the charts. Look at the chart of the biotech index right now.
That is ugly.
Nah, it's not ugly, but it's not pretty.
Right.
I mean, I don't see a money-making opportunity there. What I see is a chart that peaked in March, has come back hard, and is now going sideways.
Yeah.
I see that personally as a dead chart. I would compare this chart on the biotech sector to that of Apple. After it came down from 705, finally landed in the 350, 400 area, and then went sideways for a long time. And that's what I see right now in the biotech index. So don't forget, even though something may be ranked highly, always look at the stock chart. Do I like sideways trends?
No.
No. Do I like downtrends?
No.
No. Do they make me puke? Yes.
Sometimes, yes.
Do I like breakouts
of
sideways trends or good? Okay, and I just don't see that. Now let's pull up energy, which is the number two sector in the market right now. Energy has had a big breakout. It's consolidating right now. I believe that energy is going to consolidate here for a little bit. I believe that energy still has a lot of upside left in it, especially as we see turmoil in the Ukraine. We see turmoil in Libya. We still have Iran rattling sabers, continuing with their nuclear program. I just see higher oil and higher oil prices. Therefore, I continue to like the energy patch here in the U.S. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson and sidekick Stephen Gunderson here, who's joining us on the show. Well, we've had, like I say, what we've talked about so far here is really what's taking place around the world and what's not taking place here in the United States of America. You know, we had a year last year with the S&P 500 up 29%, and as I look at it right now, the S&P 500 is dead even on the year, just dead even, and other areas of the market. Actually, the S&P is up 1.6%, 2%, something like that. The Dow's dead even. The Nasdaq's down a couple percentage points. The small cap stocks are down about 4 or 5% right now. But if we look around the world, we see Latin America's up 6.3% year to date. We see, I'm going to add India to this index, to my tracking every week, but we also see the emerging markets as measured by VWO up almost 4% year to date. So we're starting to see a little bit of separation here between the domestic U.S. market and the global markets. And of course, I have been moving money away from the U.S. I still have a healthy healthy weighting in the energy stocks and some of the low PE stocks here in the U.S., but I continue to increase my exposure to emerging markets, where I think, after being left behind for the last 3 years, I think they have some catching up to do. And I don't think just because they were up big last week that you've missed the move in these things. I think if you're patient and you wait for opportunities, I think there's going to be some chances to get in here. If you follow me on Twitter during the day, you know, if I see anything I really like, I think last Friday I sent out a tweet that I said, ta-ta to Tesla. And hello to Tata. Tata is Tata Motors in India. I believe they own Jaguar. Okay, you're too young to remember the Jaguar, the elegant car that usually spent most of its time in the auto shop being fixed. But now Tata, Ford bought Jaguar for a while, and now Tata owns. And, of course, Tata, there's a few people that live in India. Yeah, I think India, the third largest country and the third largest economy in the world. And I think a car manufacturer in India trading at a P.E. ratio of 8 right now. You know, I just think there's some opportunities there. And, of course, we've talked about the sectors here in the U.S., which last year it was all about biotech. It was all about social media. Did we own any stocks outside of the U.S. last year?
No.
No. Maybe here, one snuck in here or there. I was completely weighted in the small cap stocks of the United States of America and the mid cap stocks. And growth, the more growth, the better. And that's where we cleaned up in 2013. And then that all began to change in late February, early March, mid-March. And what would I say to the person that says, I think that the U.S. small caps are coming back. I think that the biotechs are going to lead this market again in the next few months. What would I say to that, Stephen?
You would say the chart doesn't lie.
Well, sometimes charts aren't 100% reliable, but I would just say, you know, I think we're in the latter innings of this recovery in the U.S. I think the punch bowl's been taken away. That's not good for high P.E. stocks. And I think, you know, this has become a value market, and I think the leadership's going to come from other areas of the market. The podcast. What's a podcast? Can you explain to the folks how we can how they can have Gunderson to go.
If you subscribe to the podcast, you do it through iTunes, and you can. What it does is when we put it up on iTunes, it'll download directly to your phone or your computer, wherever you have iTunes.
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of people can't listen to the show. They're on their way to work or they're working during this time. But when they're on their treadmill at night or walking the dog in the neighborhood or trying to find something that's any good on TV, which I can't other than basketball and baseball these days, they can listen to the podcast. And can the podcast be downloaded from our website, too? Or
I believe we have a link on the homepage of our website at pwstreet.com.
So what about somebody who has an Android phone? Can they download the podcast?
A lot of people use iTunes on their computers, and then they can also, I believe they can transfer that to Android. But we also have the radio show archives on our website, and that works with any device and any computer.
Yeah, and the website's pwstreet.com. Not only is it the radio show archives, but it's the actual, we film these things, and we edit and put in the graphics, shots from the app, shots of the charts that we're talking about. It's quite an education. If you can find a better educational show on the market, on TV, during the day or at night, I don't know that there is one. And I, you know, maybe I'm biased and I'm humble and all this kind of thing. But I think we provide some pretty doggone good content here for investors trying to make them a little bit of money. Bottom line is this. The five-year bull is still intact here in the U.S., but it's definitely gone sideways for now. It's consolidating. While the U.S. has gone sideways, other markets around the world are beginning to erupt. Take a look at the emerging markets. The two in the spotlight right now are India and Brazil. Or take a bigger swath, you know, through the emerging market ETFs. If you'd like to subscribe to the newsletter, I put my heart and soul into that thing. I think I put about 12 hours into it this past week. It goes out every Saturday morning. Hopefully, if you're trying to get it to Friday night. We're striving towards that. And there's the model portfolios. If you're an aggressive growth investor, conservative growth investor, income investor, mutual fund investor, ETF investor, I have a model portfolio for all of those that you could follow along with. We have the app, the Best Stocks Now app, which is a great tool. It works on any device. It will be free, I believe, today's the last day for the beststocksnowapp.com. I believe the universal password will be in place by tomorrow, at least that's what I'm being told. And then your subscription will work on all the various devices there are. I worked on the mutual fund app over the weekend with my friend Douglas. We're almost done with that thing. The ETF app is right behind it. And the premium subscription, the premium service, which will send out live push notifications. Guess who will be sending out those live push notifications when I make a trade?
You.
No.
Oh,
no.
Come
Sitting
on.
To my... you. You're All the right. assistant, see? I'm still in the big chair with my feet up, okay,
That's
smoking
right.
a cigar. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, along with Stephen Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.